God, this podcast fucking sucks.
Don't say that. What are we doing?
Welcome, everybody, to the Girl God Experience.
Welcome back to the Girl God Experience. I'm April Clark.
A place where...
And that's Grace Freud.
I'm Grace Freud. We created this podcast because we live in a world that...
We do.
That faces so many problems.
Yes.
And our goal was to speak with people that had rock solid solutions to these problems.
Yes.
But, you know, sometimes these problems start at home. And
I agree.
We've been facing some real criticism of how the podcast works in general. But luckily, we've got a plan to fix it.
Yeah. So when they offered us to do this show, no one asked us, like, do you even know what a podcast is?
Have you listened to a podcast?
Have you heard? Do you know a lot of words?
Do you have experience interviewing or even talking to people?
Do you talk a lot? I don't know.
Do you have any ideas about just the world? You know, do you have any opinions?
No one checked with us about any of these things. So we've been doing this podcast for a little while now, and I was listening back to some of the episodes the other day, and they're all total shit.
Yeah, we really...
They're all garbage. They're all nonsense. Grace had to stop me from killing myself.
I don't know if I really had to stop you, because I pretty much just said, hey, don't do that, and you were like, okay.
I'm a pushover.
So I guess you weren't...
I'm a major pushover.
You weren't that determined. But yeah, so... We've really kind of just gone along with what our guests have said, and that's gotten us into some hot water. And
totally.
So today we are lucky enough to have the host of the most successful podcast of all time.
I would agree with that.
They're here to give us some loving, maybe, but definitely hardcore advice about how to fix up this show.
We are so honored to have Theta Hamill and Macy Rodman.
Yes, of the legendary podcast InfoWars. Thank you both for coming on.
Woo!
Thank you so much, Grace and April, for having us on. We're so it's so exciting to be here.
I love it.
Wow.
Are you excited? Are you excited by a project? Are you excited by...
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. The podcast sucks, man.
Consulting is my passion. Consulting is both of our passion, I think.
Dead air. Yeah. Consulting is your passion? Okay, that's...
Well, yeah. Well, I think dead air is great.
That's how we make our living.
Right.
Because nobody is making money from podcasts unless you're like a Rogan or a Lex Friedman.
Have you consulted for
Superman's adversary?
Yes, we did. Yes. We were very instrumental in consulting for Lex. We gave him fashion advice. We told him what to wear each week.
Mm-hmm.
We told him to just shut up. We said, just shut up. Stop asking every day more questions.
Rogan,
just let people talk.
I gave him mostly dietary advice. I gave Rogan dietary advice, and that kind of informed...
He responded to that like a puppy. He was so excited.
When you met Rogan, was he eating, and what did you tell him?
He was eating raw yak meat.
He was eating raw, yak meat in the locker room of his gym, and I was in there just to check out his hog.
It's his personal private gym. But Macy found her way in because that's how you get...
How big was the locker room? Like, was it like... Was it bigger
it was
than just
ranch
for one
style?
Person? Oh, okay. That
It was in the round. There was one shower in the middle. Yeah, one shower in the middle, and then all seating around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
a man like that must be in constant danger. So, and when you're taking a shower, you're in such a vulnerable position.
Exactly.
You'd want like your besties or your security to
be
taking a look. And getting maybe even closer than the seats so that they can make sure there's not any...
Yeah, it was kind of a ring around the rosy situation. We would join hands and kind of keep a really close circle around him.
Really close circle, really tightly held hands.
Wow. So
he was eating the yak meat before you consulted?
He was gnawing on it.
He was gnawing on it. And then you found him in the locker room.
Unclear if any of it was going down.
And told him
to swallow.
The advice was to swallow it.
You can't just be like a ruminant. You have to speak into a microphone. You have yak meat in your mouth. So that was the first. And when we told him that, that's when his numbers really started to go up.
Yeah.
And that's a cultural thing. I think sometimes people treat meat like gum because they think that.
Well, in Rogan's culture.
And
I'm not
going
to say what culture that is. I don't have to say what culture that is. I think we know.
I'll go out. I'll say it.
Say it.
I'll say it.
Say it.
Men who read Grisham novels.
What?
Yeah.
They want to view themselves as a hero, so they don't. They want to be in this midway between vegetarian and meat eater. But when you just chew on meat like gum and then spit it out, you're going to be very, you're not getting the nutrients you need.
It's not actually a good way around that.
Yes.
Yeah. You could just be eating fish or tofu.
Accept the
or
beast that you are, which is, and the fact that Rogan accepts the beast that he is why I'm a fan, certainly.
That's
so great.
Now he kind of has that meatball look.
What?
You know, he has that veiny red, you know, he kind of looks like yak meat a bit now.
Yes. Well,
yeah.
So you consulted for Rogan, and others. Rogan and others.
Rogan, Bill Burr, we consulted for Lex Fridman.
Wow.
Yeah. Pod Save America.
We can definitely consult for Pod Save America, and as a result, they
is that
went
why they
on
went
to
from
Save
right to
America.
Left?
Yeah.
Because they started pretty conservative, and I've definitely noticed that they've kind of gone more liberal over time. Was that?
Well, it's part of a larger arc for for their MCU style thing. It's going to branch off. And so it will eventually come back.
Come full circle.
Okay.
Yeah, but we needed to add kind of a little
they have phases.
U-turn. Yeah, exactly. We have it all phased out for the next 20 years.
Phase one, arch conservative. Phase two, we met these two trans consultants. They're so free. They're so they're so cool. We want to win them over. And so we'll be a little bit more left. Phase three. The trans women are off helping Rogan and they've abandoned us. And so phase four, we're turning back to conservative and banning. We're going to commit to abortion ban. And
They themselves are committing to an abortion ban.
As their position.
As a huge
their
fan
pledge.
Of the...
We pledge
they say
to
this
ban
is the way
abortions.
To save America.
Wow. And they're going to make it happen themselves. They're going to institute... John Lovett as the supreme dictator.
It's going to be martial law from
Pod Save
America.
Call yourselves kind of the podcast or the Pod Save America extended universe. Like, are you there, Thanos?
We are more like their. I don't.
Scarlet Witch.
We're more like their Scarlet Witch or their.
Yes.
Agatha.
That's beautiful.
Loki.
That's beautiful.
We're kind of Loki. Or what's the Jared Leto one?
Oh, Morbius.
Jokey?
The Morbius,
Morbius.
Joker.
We're kind of Morbius.
Jared Leto.
Yeah, we're a little Morbius.
That makes sense. A little Scarlet Witch, a little Morbius. That is so meaningful to me. Because
me too, and that's what I love about the Marvel universe is that it all means so much to me and makes perfect sense.
My dad died when I was nine, and it wasn't for 15 years later when the Scarlet Witch show came out that I was
yes,
I must move on. I saw what grief did to her. You know?
Thank God for Lizzie Olsen.
It has many lessons to teach, even to people whose parents are alive and well.
Wow.
Yes, I was watching Spider-Man, and what I learned is I think my parents who are alive and well have to die if I'm ever going to see greatness.
I think that's completely true.
I would certainly agree with that. Your parents have to die.
And I think that Spider-Man realized that too, and that's why he put them in more and more dangerous situations. Well, his aunt and uncle in more and more dangerous situations.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
It's a great universe, kind of an extended universe.
I never thought of it in that way. I think that's That's really why people love it, because we are forced.
Well, and it's
in
like also it's like cinematic.
Yeah.
Also.
But we're forced,
especially ever since they started making those movies.
If you watch the movies, you'll see that it's actually cinematic.
There's something very cinematic about
on a screen.
It's in you. The thing
you can
about
project.
The twist of Spider-Man is it's a movie.
Yes. You go into the theater, you say, "Oh, Spider-Man, that's a comic." You expect, I guess,
but,
they're
look, you
hand
expect
us,
pamphlets to be handed
hand
out.
Yes. These comics,
kind of a reading room.
Together.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we're sad.
The lights go down.
Movement.
But I didn't even realize it till the very end. It wasn't till the end that I realized it was a movie.
Yeah,
it was the twist.
Well, I mean, a comic can. You know, you could put that in a slideshow. So maybe you first thought, you could think it was first a slideshow.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, PowerPoint. I mean, that's how I spent most of my youth. I would photograph
just PowerPoints really PowerPoint fast.
Slideshows. And I would present those for all of my school projects.
Guy who like cuts up a comic into like a flip book and is like, "This is bullshit, man. This doesn't work at all."
Well, let's just say my teachers also said it didn't work at all, but you know,
it worked as a slideshow, just not as a fulfillment of the assignment.
But, yeah,
or did the slides themselves?
It's
not.
It's not math homework. It doesn't complete the math homework.
It doesn't complete the math. It doesn't complete the history. And I'll tell you this, I'm just happy that, I mean, special ed had PowerPoint on the computers, so I would have been really fucked if I didn't have access to that.
Oh my God.
So this is lucrative, podcast consulting.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's very lucrative because it's a huge business model at the moment. You can sell ad time on what effectively is just the, you know, conversations between friends.
Wow.
Right. We've actually been selling ad time during our show. I'd like to take
great.
A second.
That's the
to,
first bit of advice that we would have given you.
I'd like to take a second to following it. Just thank and one of our sponsors.
One thing that I learned from.
They're not going
to
give us the money if you don't let me finish the ad read.
Well, they gave us this advice now, but I think really that informed our idea to do ad reads first, because one thing I learned from Marvel is time can be anything.
It can be anything.
Time it's can be anything.
There are multiple ways to, you know, to fucking do it.
This episode is brought to you by Third Degree Indoor Fire Pits. Are you tired of freezing inside your house? Can't quite get warm? Pick up one of these amazing indoor fire pits. That'll heat any room in your house.
Wow.
In under 15 minutes. Third Degree Indoor Fire Pits. We'd like to thank them.
I have a Third Degree in my house. Well, I did when I had a house. It's gone now. But I'll tell you this. That was a wonderful couple hours of the evening. And then,
you're the fire pit. Oh,
yes,
you had one of the fire pits in your house.
I had a wonderful
when you had a house.
Couple hours, and
that's what I was wondering.
Then,
sounds dangerous.
My wife did succumb to the heat. People don't realize this.
Well, third degree indoor fire pits aren't for pussies. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you what.
The heat gets you before the flames.
Yeah, they don't tell you the that heat. On the package. They don't tell you that.
Well, there is no
especially,
package.
Especially, I'll tell you this.
Wood. Oh, that's
especially
that's where the problem
if you're on
just wood.
And a shovel.
Yeah.
If you're on too much Spyro, as my beautiful trans wife was, you can't take it. I would say stay away from fire.
No, yeah.
The worst part is that you die pissing yourself.
Yes, exactly.
You die pissing yourself. And the worst thing about Spyro is you become incredibly flammable.
Yes.
Trans people are more vulnerable
which
to
is
flame
crazy
attack.
Because you think all the piss would make it so you couldn't go on fire.
I know. But that's what you would think.
No, that's it all goes out. The body dries. The pee, the water leaves the body.
Yeah.
You're looking cunty and stunty. You got brain fog.
You're Tinder.
Perfectly clear skin, and then boom, you're dead.
Yeah.
But it's worth it for that beautiful 15 minutes.
Yeah. that's beautiful because it makes you so delicate. And what is more feminine than looking like you could burst into flames?
Yeah, burning on a pyre. Yeah,
it's like Rooney Mara.
That exactly like Rooney Mara. That's exactly what everyone was thinking.
I remember when I asked my doctor, "What's this going to do? Make me look like Rooney Mara?" She said, "Yes,
guaranteed." Showing your regular doctor pictures of the women you want to look like when they're prescribing you estrogen. You're like, "I want to look like her."
Well, okay. I want to look like Rooney Mara.
This is my orthodontist.
If you have a good orthodontist, they know exactly what teeth to remove. Make you look like anybody.
That's true. That's true. Yes. The jaw does a lot more than people think.
That's very expressive.
The maxillofacial region.
That's true.
The jaw is really the eyes of the below the nose.
Yes, absolutely.
That's true. The mouth is the
That's
window.
That's what she said.
The mouth
That's
is the window said. To the face. If you,
yeah.
If you, I actually was reading about that, and.
We need a window into the face.
We have the windows into the soul
covered. We've got that covered. But what I have is a big question mark around the face.
The mouth is with the eyes.
It turns out that
face.
It was right there.
If you think
gaping
about it,
open.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
I disagree with all that, but we don't have time to get into it.
Well, the first thing I would say also is the second thing. As advice would be that if you have conflicts of that nature, you really shouldn't skip over them. You should dig into them and battle it out. Because if you have a minor disagreement over whether the mouth is the window to the face or not,
that can be a full episode. That can be a whole episode.
Wait, you guys said window?
I don't let Grace disagree. You guys said window? So this would never work.
I didn't. I agree with that. The mouth is certainly the window to the face.
That was a big mistake what you did just now. Oh.
We are never going to make a good podcast ever.
I thought you guys...
Because you capitulated, you folded. You folded instantly.
Well, the other thing is, even if you do agree, you can lie. That's another big advice, is to lie about almost everything. So if you do agree, maybe you say you disagree.
I disagree with that strongly.
There you go.
I gotta say, I think Macy is right. Is that what that's supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that it was incredibly rude of her to not.
Very good, Grace.
Keep going.
Use your words.
Good. Anticipate that April would disagree.
And Macy, what do you, show them how it's done.
I did anticipate that, and I orchestrated this whole thing. And now we've filled about 45 seconds of airtime.
Wow.
That's good.
45 whole seconds.
Yeah.
That
you
see, is.
See, there's more you just take it 45 from. Seconds at a time is what how we
can I say,
plan our show.
Macy, you are a conversational magician.
Well,
now that I would not agree with.
Oh, you wouldn't agree? See, in this conception...
I base my whole personality on being a conversational magician, so this is kind of where we get into the tit-for-tat thing.
The reason why I said that is, Macy, I feel like your mouth is like a top hat, and the conversation you pulled out
of it
is the dove, and it flew.
Magicians are always pulling doves out of top hats. Constant.
Doves, rabbits, shoes. You can pull lots of things out of a top hat. Well, it's not always the traditional things. There could be a hot dog in there.
I believe in tradition. A rabbit or I'm fucking killing you.
Magicians are part of different schools. You have the school of vermin and the school,
Hogwarts,
school of birds.
School of Gryffindor.
Well, this is what AI is all about. It's having a little twist on something. And so while you normally would have a little rabbit come out of the hat, you can have something else.
You
45
can have
seconds
conflict
of material.
Come out of the hat of podcast.
Mm.
Well.
And on that dove of conflict, you may hang the ribbons of ad copy.
What do you guys think about this? I was thinking we sell the entire airtime as ad. time.
I think that's a very strong idea.
I think the whole hour should just be
what like ads. As like we give a company the opportunity to do an hour long ad.
Yeah.
And we still bring it branded as the Girl Got Experience.
Yep. I would really strongly encourage and, that.
Our podcast
because then
is actually 75% ad space. No.
And that could be great too, because we actually, even though this, what we're making is absolute track, we actually have a lot of horrible people that are fans of it who have no idea what, they probably don't know there are other podcasts, so people would still come listen.
Mm-hmm.
They're like children; they don't understand. They don't know.
Most of our fans are actually children.
Yes,
there you go. It's perfect. Perfect market to advertise to.
Yes.
6 to 10. What kind, what age group are we talking?
I would say most ages.
We're talking. Well, I think the numbers don't lie, and they say 5 to 7.
And 5 to 7.
If you could push that, if you could expand that to 4 to 8.
Oh,
that's industry standard.
I think that's
the
goal. Yeah. When we started this podcast, what we our kind of ulterior motive was to do a little grooming, which we heard about. We're like, but to groom them to become MCU fans.
There you go.
Because
that's great.
That's the danger. The MCU can't continue to extend if the next generation isn't packing the seats.
Indoctrinated, yes.
Yeah.
You got to do that. And I would say that if you took the first 10 minutes of this episode, we were talking about Thanos, and we were talking about, of course, the Scarlet Witch and Spider-Man and comic books, et cetera. You take that as a proof of concept to the MCU, who we know their numbers are in decline. They're desperate. They're ready to throw money at anything that can get those numbers back up.
They should put on a podcast.
We could do a whole hour of that week in, week out.
Yes.
And these trans kids, they're able to take them out of their homes in Florida, so they're not going to be able to be in front of the TV watching Drag Race, watching these things on TV that indoctrinated them into trans. So what do they have? They can only listen to podcasts. They have podcasts. They're on the street.
Biggest message to these trans kids, and we do also have some trans teens and preteens that are listening to this, and our biggest message to them is stop making fan comics of these Marvel characters where they're just hanging out and having a good time and kissing. Because that is not, you do not own that.
You do not own that.
Right.
When
you
want time looking at Marvel characters, watch those movies. Get on Disney Plus. Do not make a little drawing yourself. Do not go on Tumblr and see a little fucking comic about Spider-Man playing a pickup game with marginalized youth. I don't care how good that makes you feel. Watch Shang-Chi 3.
Yep. If you are drawing Spider-Man, if you're drawing Scarlet Witch, you actually owe them residuals.
Yeah. I would say even if you don't set pen to paper, if you are before sleep closing your eyes and having a little dream about Spider-Man or about your favorite character, Scarlet Witch, for example, or Loki, etc., that you do not own that imagery. Mm. And you are in flagrant violation.
Yeah, you should be in front of a screen.
You should go to jail.
If you want to enjoy it, you should be in front of a screen.
You should go to jail. Think about
I totally.
You should
I disagree with that. I think you should get the death penalty.
This is a good disagreement.
And that's why I've trained.
I think they should do even worse. I think there should be a new Gitmo just for this kind of thing. It's worse than death. The things that we're going to do to people who even think about Scarlet Witch.
Yep.
Do you think, April, sometimes I think you let your fandom control your life.
You what?
I want to say that.
I actually didn't hear. Well, you.
I didn't either. I think you let your fandom control your life. You know, I think killing, execution, that's one thing.
But
you're advocating for torture?
Here's what I'm worried about. here's what I'm worried about. I'm worried that MCU is indoctrinating my kids into becoming superhero.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's actually good.
My
if
son
you're reading
watched
up on the Middle
MCU
East,
and then he
Syria
and then became
has,
a su- became.
There's so much happening. We need Sahiro. But I would just like to say really quickly that I totally agree. If you have a dream with Marvel characters in it,
12-year-old kids are becoming superhero before they've even gone through puberty. They're becoming superhero before they've even done puberty.
It is a little ridiculous.
If you're a girl, how are you going to wear the costume with the boobs if you aren't even old enough to have boobs yet?
Okay.
How do you know? And how do you know that's the path you want to pursue?
How do you know that they should be given access if they want to be a hero. If they want to be Batman style, give them the money. If they want to be Captain America style,
these doctors
give them
are trying
the injections.
To these
I if think they want to be Punisher what you're saying style, is suggestive.
Give them a gun.
These TV writers are trying to turn our kids into superhero.
I do agree with.
They're giving costumes to kids under the age of 10 because they want to be a superhero.
They're
selling them at costume stores all around the country. They're selling superhero costumes to anyone. You should have to see several therapists before you can do that.
The effects are not as reversible as they think they are.
They're not. Yeah. Once you fly,
you're never coming down.
You're never coming down, baby.
Once you fly, you're going to want to die.
There are kids who are becoming Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Which is...
They're becoming Guardian of the Galaxy.
They're basically being forced to be pansexual because when you're... Yeah. When you're around such a ragtag group of heroes, what else is going to happen?
We have to keep our children out of these ragtag groups.
That raccoon has some allegations, some pretty nasty allegations.
Yeah, but it's all about eating garbage. So I wouldn't be that afraid for my kid to hang out with them.
With the Guardians.
But I'll say this. I just wanted to say that I think this is an important point.
Yeah.
You can train yourself if you are having a dream with a Marvel character to wake up immediately. You can, your brain, your subconscious will sense it and wake up immediately. And this is why I get roughly 70 minutes of sleep a night.
The important thing is when you wake up, you have to send a check immediately to Marvel.
Yeah, you should be sleeping with a pen and a checkbook by the bed.
I'm going surprisingly broke because I can't stop thinking surprisingly, about superhero.
This led directly to my divorce. you'd think it wouldn't impact a marriage at all, but wow.
Was this before or after she burned?
Oh, this was my husband, actually.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Weird assumption. I guess every trans woman.
I would disagree that it was weird. I would say it wasn't weird, and that it was pretty normal.
There you go. Right
this
on me.
This is the best podcast ever. Now.
Yes, I do think really it's pretty normal for a woman to have a husband, and I think it's pretty normal. For him to leave her.
Disagree.
Because she's not doing the dishes, and she's on tour. And she's giving Marvel roughly 80%.
Yeah, I think the main thing is you're both out there earning a living, man and wife, and then your wife is here writing checks every day because she can't control her goddamn dream life.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something you want to be liable for.
The unfortunate thing about sending money to Marvel is that all of that money is actually also taxed because Marvel is not a nonprofit. So you're also paying taxes on all of that money.
Yeah. And so that actually amounts to about 100% of my income. And it was 100% of his income. Listen, that I don't have access to his salary, fuck, okay? I owe Marvel so much goddamn money.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I would say that there's two solutions. Of course, you could pursue a sort of Neuralink solution or meditation. you could also, the other solution, though, is to get that Disney Plus cranking around the clock. So that you always have plausible deniability. You go, well, I'm watching the show and I'm having thoughts about Scarlet Witch. You can't fault me for that.
That makes sense.
You would have to stop sleeping.
What my situation is they're forcing me to write the comics. the problem is I don't got any good ideas for him. Like, I'm writing Captain America right now.
Sure.
And in the last issue, he used his shield to make nachos in the microwave, and then that's the microwave explodes.
That's a good script.
But they don't say anything. They just glare. So, like, two-thirds of the comic is just people glaring at Captain America because he broke the microwave. People, you might say it's good, but most comics fans know where I live,
plot twist.
They're not being that violent, but they are saying some mean things.
I have an idea for a plot twist. What if at the end you realize it was a movie?
That's actually way ahead of you, I'll say. Way ahead of you.
What if it was a movie?
Way ahead of you, my friend. Well, if you consider TV show that comes out in 5-minute increments 3 years from now a film, then way ahead of you, my friend. That's actually the next saga. It's the
Marvel is bringing back Quibi.
Marvel is bringing back Quibi.
Yes,
that's true.
Quibi is actually going to be Marvel's first trans superhero.
Quibi as a character. Quibi and the adventures of the nachos.
And let's just say, it's 100% Quibi uses its pronouns.
I love that you say both of them. It's.
You guys are really cooking here on this. I don't know why you needed to bring us in. You've got great chemistry, great ideas.
Well, I think the difference between this episode and our previous episode is that in previous episodes, we've brought men on who have convinced us of what we didn't realize at the time was pretty far right ideology. I'm not into politics. I'm not into theory.
Turns out you can't do any of that to gay people.
Yes.
It's bad.
It's bad.
They get mad at you.
We've had people who, what we thought was a really good solution due to all of the violence against queer people was we had our friend Matthew Golden, who is doing this thing where he collects queer people from the street and he puts them in pods and he doesn't let them out so they don't get hurt. And what we've later found out is that's a prison. What he was describing was a dungeon of sorts.
Yeah.
But he was just so positive about it. We 100% endorsed
it. We're very gullible.
We'll go along
with pretty much anything.
So, that might be up for debate, you know? It's like one person's prison.
One person's prison is another person's pod. Is another person's pod hotel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whoa.
And the locking, the trapping, the maybe knocking out could be a feature, not a downside.
I don't think it's necessarily right-wing to give people a private place to stroke it.
It kind of sounds like a kind of Gwyneth Paltrow goopy idea.
No, I don't think they were allowed to stroke it.
Then I take it back.
This deprivation thing is very big these days. You
know? Oh, yeah. I was just listening to Kevin Gates talk about how he doesn't release.
And if you're providing all of this for free,
exactly.
People don't even have to ask for this service. You just pick them up.
Yeah,
so it's that arguable whether that's right wing or not.
That's so interesting. And you know, now that you say
it's kind of socialist, actually.
Yes, that's exactly what Matthew said.
Yeah.
Now that you say that, it makes me remember I was listening to your friend Lex Friedman's podcast.
Yeah.
And he said that he does not know how to come.
Yeah. This has come up in our conversations.
He's obviously a gay man, I assume, from his interests.
We should get Lex on the pod and teach him how to come.
The episode
could be called How to Come with Lex Friedman.
What do you guys think? Is that a good episode?
Normally we would say, yes, it is a good idea for an episode to teach someone how to come.
Yeah, but not Feta, in the case of... Well, in the case of Lex, I just think that unless you want it to be a sort of like Beckett exercise in futility, like you're not going to get that guy to come in just an hour.
I can make anyone come in an hour.
Okay, well, I'll just tell you where Lex is coming from. So Lex is fully impotent, okay? And he is a gay man. And we keep going, Lex, okay, if you're impotent, it's not a problem. As a gay man, you just go part those cheeks and let somebody, hit it from the inside. And he goes, no, I'm strictly a twomp. He keeps going, I'm strictly a twomp. I'm not going to do that. So he is insisting on mashing himself front ways, totally limp,
into his romantic partners, into his pillow.
That can be good. I'll just say that. That can be good.
And we brought lots of guys into his to his studio apartment.
Yeah.
And Momoa, Dave Bautista.
We brought all the Guardians, The Weeknd.
And they all let him smash his shit on them.
Yeah. Because they loved the podcast.
Lex is beloved in Hollywood.
Maybe try setting it up with like a T guy who's been on testosterone for like less than 2 months. Like maybe that's his thing.
Oh yeah, could be.
Sometimes guys like that,
you still get that little whiff in the pit.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Exactly.
He wants to see the binder go off and then be like, ah. That's I'm going.
It's a binder chaser.
Yeah. No, in my experience, it's never as hot as you think it's going to be.
No, I mean I wouldn't think that was hot personally, but I'm not. I'm not one of the greatest thinkers of our. Of our generation, Lex Friedman.
That's my bad.
He can see beauty in pain.
The pain of the binding. He's an egg chasing. He's a freshly cracked egg chasing. Trans amorous.
I've actually heard some rumors that he does pay for top surgery when he's done with them.
As a parting gift.
A parting gift, yeah.
That is vulgar.
And that to me is a good man.
Now I would disagree with that. I think it's very, very ungallant.
Good job, Dades. Good job.
Thank you.
Oh, so now you have to be a knight to be a good guy? It's not.
No. We I'm just want the key disagreements to keep rolling in.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, wow. I don't actually think anything about what anyone is saying. I do not cast aspersions. I don't have any thoughts or opinions. My job is to consult.
As a podcaster, would you recommend having principles or no?
I think they can get in the way.
Absolutely. They get in the way. They obstruct content.
Right.
You know, you look at somebody
principles
like Terry Gross.
Are an obstruction to content.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to be like water and be able to kind of go wherever.
And water can
fill the shape of any container.
Can do whatever it wants. You know, you can't cancel water.
That's the way of
water.
That is the way of water.
They're trying.
You can't
but they won't
cancel
succeed.
Water. They're trying to cancel water. I'm gonna break myself tonight, probably.
Can somebody explain really quick? This term has been being thrown around a lot.
What term?
I'm just new to communities, and I wanted to know, when you say cancel, do you mean like turn off the spout? Like what does cancel mean to you?
With water?
Yeah. Or with any, like what does it mean to cancel?
They're trying to make water sit down and shut up.
Wow.
They're trying to say that water isn't allowed.
Haven't they ever heard the babble of a creek?
Cancel that.
They're trying to stop the creek from babbling. They're trying to make it doubt itself.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I go...
The roar of a water.
Sometimes when I go under the water in my bathtub, I think I can hear my dad.
Oh, that's kind of like Avatar.
That is like Avatar.
Do you know what he's saying?
That's beautiful.
I think he's copying what I'm doing. I can't hold my breath too long.
So he's kind of
so I pretty much immediately just
kind of antagonistic, Dad.
I should say, from my perspective, Grace always goes in the bath, goes under, and tries to hold her breath for long enough that she can hear her dad. Yep. And then I kind of have to yell and pull her out, and she keeps saying, "Dad,
oh my gosh.
Dad," and I'm like trying to pull her out, and she thinks like I'm her dad, and then she always tries to like kiss me, and then I'm like, "Grace, it's me," and she's like, "Oh, you're not my dad," and then that's the end of that. That's pretty much what happens every time.
Are you both nude in this scenario?
I'm fully clothed. I wasn't in the bath.
Okay. So you're getting soaked.
I just came in to make sure she was okay.
I have some of my clothes. I'm fully clothed
Grace
too.
Grace is also fully
because
clothed.
That helps me sink under the water. It weighs me down.
We're actually both fully clothed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Dad?
Well, there is no Dad. That's what I'm saying. There's no Dad. Grace just thinks that she can hear her dad.
It's an auditory illusion.
Well, you know what they say. There's no dad in the picture, but he might be.
He might be in the headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so true. I've actually read about that. He might be in the headphones. Well, I have to, if you guys don't mind, I have to do another ad read. We have, the show is also brought to you by one of my favorite recording artists, actually.
Yes.
This show is brought to you by one of my favorite artists, DJ Music.
DJ Music.
Who is performing live in Los Angeles on November 16th, 2028.
That's coming up.
tickets are not on sale yet. And also, no booze, no drugs, no condoms.
See you there.
DJ really Music, everyone. It. He paid for us to say that.
DJ Music.
November 16th, 2028. Tickets are not on sale yet. So and look forward to that.
And Michael Bublé is going to be there as a fan. He's a fan.
The tickets are not available, but he's on the list. So yeah.
And also,
works a little differently.
If you're not a DJ Music fan and you need an introduction to him, mostly he just plays Grateful Dead playlist. It's
DJ Music.
In between each song, he goes, DJ Music. And then it's like, Shake Down Street.
He just has one sound cue that goes, DJ Music.
DJ Music.
DJ Music.
DJ Music.
He's playing a song.
He doesn't get it. He doesn't get on mic. He doesn't hype.
No, he just has a hype. Sound cue.
I mean, you're either into it or you're not, you know?
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll get into it by the time the show rolls around.
I think you could. I think you have the chance.
DJ
I put
Music.
Some work in.
I will say, one thing that I'm really happy about with the podcast is how, you know, wonderfully unique these people who buy ads are. You know, like, we really are blessed in truly only interesting people are interested in using this platform.
We keep trying to sell ad space to normal companies, but they're just not interested for some reason.
Yeah, Nabisco said, don't eat our cookies.
They said don't associate with us, please. Yeah. We said, we'll just do the ad read anyways, even though you're not paying us. And they said, no, please don't do that.
Yeah. They sent us.
We do that all the time.
Wow.
Nabisco can be
Bud Light.
Yeah. Nabisco, Anheuser-Busch, they're notoriously, prissy.
They're trying to not keep Portland weird.
Whoa.
And we are trying to keep it weird.
Yeah.
That's keep Portland weird. That's what I am always saying, keep Portland weird.
I think Portland is so beautiful and so weird. When we were there for a show the other month, we were hanging out. We were playing pool, and I was talking to this person.
This what?
She, they sort of person.
What is that?
She, they sort of person.
Tell me about what that is.
I mean, I'm assuming it's a
just
religion.
Wondering what that is.
I'm assuming it's a religion of some sort. That's just how they introduce themselves. Or maybe it's a greeting in a language I don't know. They said, I'm Monica, she, they. And I go, she, they to you. But we were talking all night, and then near the end of the night, I was like, hey, you want to get out of here? And she said no, which is fine. But then I got to the hotel, and she messaged me like 30 times on Instagram. So wow. I'm just saying that, like,
so
Portland
weird.
Is weird, and I love it.
That is
that was
weird.
A good experience.
It's another weird experience in Portland. It's
she nice showed me all know. Of her synths. Just like I said, so many.
Her what?
Her synth synthesizers.
Oh, her synths. That explains.
I was like,
it
oh, that's interesting.
Thanks, Mon.
You have to say that when somebody
you do.
Is showing their synths to you. You can't. It's like you're totally.
Just because someone texts you, DMs you, you don't have to respond. And I'm like, no.
I'm always saying that. I guess. No.
It's hard to know. It's hard to know how to live, how to behave, what to do in a lot of these social situations that are born out of social media. And
yes,
it's only going to get more complicated with AI.
Yes,
that's true.
Yes.
So who do we turn to? We turn to Spider-Man. We turn to Loki.
Scarlet Witch.
We turn to Lex Friedman.
We turn to Lex.
Lex Friedman. Lex Luthor.
We turn to Joe, and we will turn to Girl God when you guys. Really get up and running.
That would be...
People will turn to Girl God.
What a blessing.
Both for answers and for the confidence to stand strong in their ambivalence, you know, or their confusion.
I'm crying.
So this is the vision that that we see for the future of this program.
I have very thick eyelids, so the tears can't come out. But God, my eyes are wet right now.
That's totally okay. That's the way of water.
If the lids are wet, then the point is
if the lids are wet, then we know what we're getting.
That's exactly right. Well, should we do some audience questions?
Yeah, let's do some
should
audience
we take
questions.
Some, so should we take it? We have a few audience questions that we gathered in advance.
Can I kick it off?
Yeah, take it away.
This is from Gemma McCain in Wisconsin, and she asks, do you think the Danish girl is going to win it all this year?
This seems to me... like maybe an old question. How long have you had the forum open to questions?
About 48 hours.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, maybe she was just sitting on it and knew that eventually you
like
would
a
have
draft
some kind
to
of
a drafted tweet.
Sometimes it can take a while for a movie to make it to more rural parts of Wisconsin.
I think that
Danish Girl could be huge for Wisconsin. I just wish that Wisconsin had its own Academy Awards so that Danish Girl could sweep.
Yeah,
because unfortunately
the Wiscademy Awards.
I think that they would really go. I think they would really flip for that movie.
You could win a Wasker, a Wisco,
or Wiscor.
It's a great movie.
Actually, you
would.
He's so pretty in
it. He's more beautiful than I'll ever be. That's my stance on this movie. I think that movie gets a pass because, oh my God.
I've never seen it.
That's a guy?
That is actually a guy. Well, that is a guy named Eddie Redmayne who is...
Grace, most trans women are actually guys underneath.
See, I disagree with that.
Good job, Grace. Good job, Grace. Get her.
Disagree.
Stand
Get
up
her.
For
with
it.
That one.
Stand up for the agenda.
Is there
the
cock in that movie?
There's a lot of cock in that movie. That's one of the big reveals. It's sort of like Boogie Nights. At the end, the Danish girl stands up in front of the mirror,
lifts up
her little skirts. Hikes up her skirt. And then it's just swinging
and
there.
And you see dangling between the ankles.
My understanding.
A massive
it
cock.
It goes all the way down.
because back then, dicks were a lot smaller. So the reason they didn't execute her during the Holocaust, right, is because she had such a big honking donger that they were like, we can't do away with the one big one we got right now.
No.
In all of Western Europe.
Yeah.
They made an exception for the Danish girl. And that's why it will win.
Yes. I think the Danish girl is going to win it all this year. My answer, yes. I think yes.
Yeah,
that's my answer
around.
To that question. Well, I've got another question.
Okay. Yes.
This one is from Ariana J in Dallas. It
Great
reads,
name.
My mom fell down and is bleeding, and I don't know what to do. Please help. This was submitted several weeks ago, so I don't really...
Yes, by mail.
So I don't really know how to help with that.
I'm sorry to
waste your guys' time with that question.
No. I mean, you know,
I don't really know what happened.
You can always help, you know. You can... Now maybe we could help her, give her some numbers to funeral places, or maybe...
I bet she's in the ground by now.
Some older women in the community, you know, that could maybe be
a, like
kind
a
of
surrogate mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We could do that.
We could go, you know, we should we should go to some of the local bars in Dallas and just try to pick up some older gals and
That's
see
good.
If there's anyone available.
That's good.
You know?
Let's do
if
that.
If she's into a long distance thing, I have some exes who are kind of old.
Okay.
And if she's into the lesbian thing.
Does she say if she is in her question, Ariana?
No.
We always assume people will do the polite thing, but they often don't.
They often don't.
I know. People are shit.
People are
fucking monsters.
Actually, I'm actually going to go ahead and disagree with that. I think everyone is a song.
You got it. You got it, gal.
And I think the art we make isn't about being good or bad. So
interesting.
If every soul is a song, then every soul is worth singing.
I'm going to go ahead and disagree with that.
Oh.
I'm going to side with Grace. Now I'm going to side with Grace on this. So we have a strong two against two.
We have a strong two against two.
Yes.
And this is achieves perfect.
I'm going to change my side.
Oh, fuck.
I'd like to change what side I'm on.
All right.
I actually agree with it now.
Well, Macy, could I interest you in maybe disagreeing so we could achieve stability?
Yes. Once more. Yes. I will.
All right.
I will be a team player.
The balance has been restored.
We have a couple more questions.
Yeah, all right. We've got one here.
So nice
from
to help these people.
Tate Mack in Indianapolis.
Tate Mack
in Indianapolis.
Is that their given name?
That's a great name. Sounds hot, like a hot guy.
You want me to ask them what if they have a dead name?
Yes.
And if I'm gonna.
I'm working on getting a box included where you can check if this is your given name or your new name.
You don't need that kind of box for somebody named Tate.
That's true, actually.
Oh my guy! My guy who gets me that information texted me, and their given name is actually Temmie.
We have like a guy in the booth who pulls up like if people are cis or trans and what. Jamie, pull that up. What's in this guy's pants?
But from Tate Mack in Indianapolis asks, what's the ideal scent for a woman?
Oh, that's a great.
What kind of sicko?
Elizabeth Arden.
What's that?
Red Door, Elizabeth Arden.
Strong answer right out the gate. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Macy would know. Macy is a super taster.
Wow.
What does that mean?
Yep. She has very refined sense of taste and smell.
Ambergris, orange rind, coffee. These are things that I love to have around.
It's basically the same nerves, you know, the same surplus of nerve endings. In the mouth for taste
tuberose,
and for smell. But to say super smeller is gross. It sounds gross. Like,
that
you know,
sense.
A gross kid in your class or something who's always like eating shit.
But he had a sad home life, you know, so I don't want to speak.
It smells terrible. So super taster sounds great. It really pops out of the mouth.
I think that was a great answer, Macy. But personally, I disagree, and I think the ideal scent of a woman is burning flesh, because that reminds me of my first wife, who was the only woman I'll ever really love.
Kind of
so
a sense memory.
So if someone doesn't sound, or smell like that, I cannot get off.
It's a formative experience that will shape your ideal for all of time. And that's tragic, but it is your experience.
And the moment when she was on fire, but it hadn't like made her look like charred or anything yet... Wow.
You were horny.
That was
horny.
Doing it for me.
Okay.
It was like she was like a superhero who could control, could flame on like the Human Torch. But sadly,
you're coming dangerously close to copyright infringement.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, you might want to get rid of language.
Cover herself in flames like a fantastic person.
When the firefighters pulled Grace out of the house, they said they'd never seen someone so erect. They said, we don't know if you can get more erect than this.
With absolute rock-hard nipples that kept cutting through the straps they were trying to put me in.
Is that how you were able to get out of the house? Is that you were able to cut one of the windows open?
I did do that. Yep. I fucked the window with my nipples.
and then
I used my dick to pop the circle of glass out.
That's incredible.
But I was hoping it would finish it. But.
Your hands were full.
God is amazing.
Big glass of milk in either hand. Had to use what you had available.
Mm-hmm. I do. That's a problem that I have. My cum is way too liquid.
Right? Yeah.
God is good. I agree.
Milk is the best for that.
Oh, man. Well, listen, we got one last question.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Who picks these? Who picks these fucking questions from the forum? This question just says, Olivia Rodrigo boobs, nothing covering. And it's from Justin T, age 13. I don't know why his age is included on this one.
He really shouldn't even be participating.
He thought the question form was Google, I guess.
Yeah, these Gen Z people do not know. They're not internet literate. No. They know how to swipe, but they don't know how to type.
Kids don't know how the internet works or any sort of computer works. They're so fucking stupid. It really pisses me off.
Yeah.
They're also so into these vintage trends, early 2000s. Maybe he thought it was kind of an Ask Jeeves, you know?
Yes. Oh, wow.
And it would That's be possible. Delivered back.
Or maybe he was just treating the other forum members as his servants. Like, hey, cousins... Do that. Find this for me.
That's kind of an enterprising entrepreneur personality, then. Kind of an ENFJ, you know.
Is Justin, age 13, possibly the next Lex Friedman?
I don't know. We'll have to reach out.
It could be.
And that's definitely Lex behavior.
Yeah, and for this kind of imperious tone to be manifesting so early on is kingly,
it's
princely
bold.
Quality that we're...
Yes. It's almost a poem. Olivia Rodrigo boobs, nothing covering.
Yes.
That's just incredible.
That almost sounds like an Olivia Rodrigo lyric.
Yes.
It might be.
Maybe he's leaking songs from the new album.
Wow. The new song is called Boobs, Nothing Covering.
I would have to ask... How was he getting
What's up,
that
Los
information?
Angeles? This is Boobs, Nothing Covering.
Track 3. She's like the Alanis Morissette of our time.
She's the Alanis Morissette of Boobs, Nothing Covering.
Specifically in the Thank You video where she had boobs, but there was something covering, but Olivia was the 2023 version, so she has nothing.
But Justin wouldn't know anything about that.
No.
Oh, man, 13. Poor Justin. That's so sad.
God, I hope he finds them.
I know, me too.
I hope that somebody steps up and gets them to him on the forum.
Yeah.
And that he doesn't have to lower himself to actually search them out himself.
Because we're not helping kids. We're not helping kids.
Yeah, but fuck them. You know, they don't know how to do anything.
The educational system has failed, Justin, age 13. Yeah.
When I was 13, I could find anyone's boobs.
If our schools were adequate, he would have found Olivia Rodrigo boobs, nothing covering, right away.
Yes.
Our school system has failed.
Yes.
Kids
he's
across
probably,
America.
All he can find is probably STEM educational materials. When really all he needs is a little kindness.
In the form of boobs.
Yeah. I hope the people on your forum provide that kindness, or I hope that Justin learns a valuable lesson in how to use a goddamn computer search engine. We were young.
And also, Justin, if you are, by the way, leaking Olivia Rodrigo lyrics or tracks or whatever, she's been through enough. So maybe
it's really fucked
maybe
up.
Maybe stop it.
It's really fucked up.
If you are, I don't want to assume, but if you are doing that, you're acting like a little boy and you're about to be a man.
You're 13. You are a man. Yeah. Grow up.
Well, I think we are ready to make a good podcast.
I think we pretty much know everything there is to know about making a good podcast.
How much
do
we owe you to?
Well, you can either pay it in a lump sum or you can do it in installments.
Can
but
we
there
put
is,
it on like, okay. Klarna? Or whatever. It's,
you can. I don't know what that is, but if it's a valid payment strategy,
no,
and
whatever
it allows us to have very high interest rate. That's the key.
Yes. No. That's fine. I want to pay in as many installments as possible.
Great. So we have about we need about $80,000 for the hour.
Oh. And we can do that in 80,000 installments.
I would. That's great. Okay. Can we do it in more?
We can talk about it. You can talk to the
with
the
80,000 at less than a dollar per day at 60% interest. You're going
to
see, I think, over the lifetime of this loan for this service, I think you're going to see it climb up to around $1 million, $2 million, maybe even $3 million if you live a long life, still paying less than a dollar a day.
That's almost as much as we're making per episode.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. I think that's the best strategy.
That's so much money. Can't we? I mean, I guess by season 2 we'll be making a lot more money, probably.
Well, that's the hope.
Once we renegotiate that contract,
our main priority is for you to be indebted, for you to be crippled by debt.
That's really good.
Because we've made a lot of money already. I'm sitting in a beautiful wood sauna that I have in my basement right next to my steam sauna that I paid for with my Joe Rogan money.
You have a wood sauna and a steam sauna?
Yeah, to alternate.
What does it mean?
The wood sauna is all about drying it out, getting it all dry, getting all the cracks and crevices real dry, and then you go into the steam and you soak them up again. And you do a cold plunge. That was paid for by Lex. So we're set.
I don't know if my pastor
Our big thing we want from you is not money, but crippling debt.
Well, and the debt will also light a fire under your ass,
yep,
as so to speak. Not to trigger you, Lee, your wife, your late wife.
But trigger means make rock hard.
Rock hard. I'm feeling super triggered right now.
That is what I meant. We got to keep a professional atmosphere here. But, yeah, I think you kids got it.
Oh, thank you.
You really got it. The it factor that you can't buy.
Don't give up.
Thank you so
much. We won't give up. We're going to keep working at it. It's Macy Rodman. It's been awesome to have you guys.
And Theta Hamill. And from the most legendary top podcast, InfoWars. Check it out. Listen to it. Check out their Patreon. Thank you two so much for being on.
Thank you, Grace and April. Genuinely.
If you are listening to this, maybe come to our show at the Elysian on June 30th.
I don't know if this is going to come out before or after that date.
I think it'll come out before.
I would hope so, but I'm not sure.
Right? Because
it doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
All right. Yeah. Wow. We'll come to our show tomorrow at the Elysian. It's called Gay Aid. It's our big pride show.
We're going to save and or fix gay people.
Yeah, we're going to do it. And subscribe to our Patreon.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you all for listening to the Girl Got Experience.
See you next time.
We'll be back.
Yo, yo, thank you for listening to The Girl Got Experience. The Girl Got Experience was produced by Earwolf, Grace Freud, and April Clark. The show's producers are Anita Flores, Josh Richmond, and Amelia Chapelot. Audio engineered by Abby Aguilar. The Earwolf Presents series is hosted by myself, Jacquise Neal, and our theme music was engineered and sung by the one and only Jordan Duffy. Special shout out to Jeff Gross and Aaron Nestor. And for more information on Earwolf Presents, make sure to visit earwolf.com and follow us at Earwolf on all your favorite social platforms.